Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, mate. I'm good.
Good. It's good to hear that you're in good spirits, mate, because like I was just saying to you off air a few moments ago, I would have rather called you today saying congratulations on setting up this fight with Dillian White. You came on my show last time talking about it, trying to get this thing going, and, well, the decision's come out today, and you've been denied this British title shot against Dillian White. Just explain what's gone on.
Yeah, basically, you know, the fight was all agreed, all good to go. The border controller knocked it back on the ground. Feel like I'm not ready for the fight yet, which, you know, now I've had a bit of time to reflect, you know, maybe that's true, maybe that's right, possibly the right decision, you know. But, you know, Eddie Hearn last night, he says, you know, the white fight might still happen. Sheffield the same. Just, you know, whether it's the British title or not, I don't know, but, you know, a fight against Dillian White is still a massive fight for myself. So, you know, even if not, I'm still going to be on that Sky Sports platform. You know, live in Sheffield again. So, you know, all is not lost. I'm still feeling very positive about things. And you know, life goes on. The show must go on. I'm ready for whatever comes next.
You must have been initially quite disappointed when you got that call, though, and you found out that you weren't going to fight Dillian for the title right now. It must have been a bit of a sort of kick in the teeth. I mean, obviously, I know you've said you were devastated about it. And with the opponent that's been chosen for this fight, he's obviously, you know, if you look at the records, it's, well, you know, he's been defeated a few times, hasn't he? And, you know, you're undefeated. You would have thought that you would have been a great contender for this, but this man, Sam Sexton, has been chosen as the next contender. So I can only imagine you must be, you know, very devastated when you got that call. But it's great to hear that you want to carry on. I mean, obviously, you mentioned what's next for you. Just tell us about what's happening with you right now.
Yeah, like you said, the disappointment was real, you know. The disappointment was, you know, when I found out, you know, whether I feel like I was worthy of the shot or not, you know, when I feel like I'd realised a dream of fighting for Lonzo Belt, that dream has been there for the last 8 or 9 years since I got involved in boxing. So, you know, to have that 1 minute and then 24 hours later it's gone, you know, the disappointment was there. I was upset, and, you know, and obviously, you know, I took a bit of time to reflect on things, and now I just see what I move forward, carry on, and you know, I think I'll still be fine on the Matchroom Show September 3rd in Sheffield. Whether I get out before then or not, I'm not sure, but, you know, we just carry on as we are, you know, and the focus and the aim is still the same. It's just going to happen a little bit further down the line, and I'm all right with that. So, you know, things are good. The plan is still the same. The wheel is still in motion, and you know, I'm excited to be out September 3rd in Sheffield. You know, like I said, it's not before.
You mentioned about the potential of still getting stuck in there with Dillian White, and that fight could still happen down the line, whether it has a title on the line or not. But do you expect that title to be around his waist at that point?
Yeah, you know, Dillian gets a British title fight. I don't think there's anyone in Britain, you know, apart from the world champions and the people that are beyond that level that can beat him. You know, I think I'm the only man in Britain, you know, apart from the Joshuas and the Furies, obviously, at another level that can test him, you know, and beat him. So, you know, me and Dillian, it's a fight that the fans want to see, you know. And you go on Twitter, you look on anywhere, you know. So it's a fight that people want to see, you know, because we build it for ourselves, there's a certain intrigue around it. So, you know, I expect the fight to happen at some point, and I expect him to become British heavyweight champion, you know, in the upcoming months. So I'll put myself in a position to become eligible to fight for the British title, and maybe we can get it on later on this year, the next year. I don't know what his plans are, but, no, it's not about Dillian White for me. It's about the British title. It's about ringing the Lonzo Belt back to Doncaster, you know. It's been around 20 years since Bruce Woodcock won the title, you know, and it mean a lot to me personally and to my family, like I said before, you know. If I was the man to bring it back.
It would look good in the White Rose County. It would look good around your waist and back here with you. That would be absolutely fantastic to get that back here. But obviously, we'll move on from that because we know what's happened now. We can't control that, can we, anymore? It's all changed. And like I said, you're looking forward to the future. You're looking forward to that card in Sheffield, which is going to be brilliant. Yesterday, I was actually talking to Liam Cameron, who is really struggling at the moment, and he's had a couple of fights denied. He's trying to get himself on that card at the minute, the former ABA Golden Boy, of course. You see some of these boxers that are in Liam's position who, you know, have had fights denied them because of injury, and they've lost so much money. I mean, is this the kind of story that you hear a lot?
Yeah, boxing's a very hard game, you know. That's why, you know, even though I've had one door closed, you know, I've still been given the opportunity to fight on the show. You know, when you hear about situations like that, you know, there's nothing for me to complain about. Boxing's a very hard game. You know, it's just one knock back. You know, you hear stories like this all the time in boxing. People get injured. You know, you get knocked back for title fights. You get knocked back for this. And it's a very hard game, and that's why when people get to the top, you have to respect them, because, you know, I'm nowhere near the top, and I still have to get through a little bit of adversity just to get to the little level that I'm at now. So, you know, one thing I do know for sure, you know, if Liam does get on the September 3rd show, you know, it's going to be a huge show. You know, I've already seen certain fights that have been mentioned to be on the show, not least, obviously, Kell Brook's fight. So, you know, hopefully I'll be on the bill, Liam will be on the bill, a lot of other local talent will be on the bill, and people will pack the place out.
And that's what we want, isn't it? You know, a local bill with a good, you know, in a great place like that, packed with local stars.
That's it. You know, I think just about getting all the local talent on, you know, there'll be a lot of, you know, topping the bill, there'll be Kell, and then there'll be three or four more, you know, big title fights. And the rest of the card is about getting local talent on, you know, and then it's about the people from the local surrounding areas supporting this talent and, you know, helping us all achieve what we want to achieve. So, you know, I can't wait for it. You know, maybe it's not for the British title, but, you know, that doesn't matter. You know, I've still got a job to do. That's still my aim. So, you know, we'll get there one step at a time.
Indeed you will, mate. Indeed you will. And cracking on for that Lonsdale belt. Hopefully it gets around your waist very soon. I want to get this point. Obviously, today is going to be the funeral of, well, a legend, a man who transcended this sport and transcended many others as well. He was an incredible icon, Muhammad Ali, being laid to rest today. I mean, what are your memories of Ali, watching him maybe growing up, maybe catching some of the footage on YouTube or whatever? I mean, what's your sort of memory of Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, you know, the man was bigger than boxing. He the last couple of weeks I've been watching a lot of Ali's stuff, you know. More of his talking and more of his what he did out there, you know, his interviews and his thoughts and stuff that wasn't even about boxing, you know. The man was just, it's not even worth to describe him, he was just an interesting man. He was a character and he, like you say, transcended the sport, you know. It is a sad day that he's being laid to rest, but, you know, he probably lived the most interesting life that any man has ever lived. You know, he lived more than 74 years than most would in 74 lifetimes. So, you know, it's not a sad day, you know, it happened, you know, he had all them great years and, you know, remember, he's the greatest forever. So, you know, there's no sadness. He's just once in a lifetime. So I'm just glad that I'm alive in this time, that I see all that he achieved.
Yeah, to be able to experience what he did in the ring and, you know, live in the same era as him and see what he's done and just understand everything about him. It is an incredible thing, and it's going to be something which we'll be able to pass down to kids and grandkids, all that kind of stuff, as we see this in the future. It's just going to be unbelievable. Look, Dave, I wish you all the luck in the world getting this Lonsdale fight in the end. We're going to get this fight with you and Dillian White. It's going to happen, mate. And, you know, I expect he's still going to have that belt when you two clash at some point very, very soon. But, mate, let's focus on your next fight. We'll catch you soon, yeah?
Thanks a lot, mate. I appreciate it.